I'm Seth Meyers, and you're listening to Gino and the Magic Morning Show.
All right, back with more full moon readings here with North Conway's own psychic medium, Sarah Moore. Real quick, check for Magic 104 Forecast. It is brought to you by Cooper Cargill Chant. Check them out online, coopercargillchant.com. Today, mostly cloudy, possible rain showers, high of 67. Tonight, more rain showers likely, low of 57. And for Saturday, cloudy with some rain showers off and on all day into the evening, high of 65, low of 51. It's cloudy right now, 43 here at Settlers Green Outlet Village, 42 degrees in Berwyn and Gorham. Here we are, Sarah Moore, and doing some events coming up at the Soaking Pot. We were just talking about
Soaking Pot on Tuesday. It's a detox soak. You can go right to their website on their events page, thesoakingpot.com, and learn more about that. Get your ticket soon because there's not many left.
Limited spots.
Yes. There's only 12 seats, I believe, because I'm doing a guided visualization as your feet are just sitting in luxurious water with I don't even know what they put in there. Magic.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff.
I think it's just magic.
Yeah. We had them on when they first opened up. They came on the show with us here, and they were talking about it was above my head, the science of it all.
Me too. It's a huge copper pot. And when I was thinking about it, because I went yesterday, I was like, they must be so strong to carry those in with all the water. No, they actually wheel them in. This is when psychic Sarah's off the clock, not nearly as intelligent.
Well, you're on the clock now. You're on the clock now, which is great. So, guys, keep your texts coming. Here we go. 603-356-9144. Four, five. Let's see how many we can get to. And one more thank you to North Conway Premier, of course, for representing the full moon session. Here we go. Christina from Conway texting in, wanting to know if her grandmother Sherry is around.
Yeah, I just heard, yeah. Like, that's all she said is, yeah, I am. Like, hi. She's like kind of waving, like, we talk to each other all the time. Like, why are we waving today? Yeah. I think she's got a good connection to her. Yes.
And that's a great thing that somebody should know out there is that you can talk to them at any time. You've said that before in the past. You can talk to any kind of loved one.
Oh, yeah. Just in your head or out loud. They hear you.
Yeah. Justine from Freiburg texting in, wondering if you any generic vibes, any advice at all coming her way. Justine from Freiburg.
So interesting. My throat gets kind of tight and I kind of have like gunk going down the back of my throat. And I feel like when my throat gets tight, it's like, what are you not saying? Who do you need to say something to and what is it you need to say? But I also hear the word temper. Temper what you have to say, not your temper, but meaning temper the word. So make it. You don't want to serve someone a nasty pie. Make it sweeten it a little bit so that they'll at least sit at the table with you.
Okay, there we go. Libby from Madison texting in. Her youngest granddaughter has fluid in her ears and beyond the tubes. They're wondering if there's any kind of clearance there. How can we help?
My head hurts with that little girl. Like especially my left side, and it makes me kind of sway like I'm in the water. It's really interesting. I don't know how old this child is. I'm a hypnotist as well. I would love for you to do some sort of visualization with her and tell her about going down under the water, like the Little Mermaid. Tell her the story of the Little Mermaid. The Little Mermaid goes under the ocean, and when she comes up, the water comes out of her ears and like drains, and turn her head to the side and like listen, like imagine listening in a shell, but you have to let the water drain so that you can hear what the shell has to say to you. And I think that this child will help her body heal. But you're, as the adult and as the grandparent, you're going to guide her through this process. And if you have questions on that, shoot me an email because that's really fun stuff for me to do.
Absolutely. And that was EnlightenedHorizons.com, too, is Sarah's website where you can go for all that information. Here we are from Charlie from Sandwich texting in. Says, good morning. I've been struggling for a while now with a lot of anxiety, wondering if you could give some insight on how to move forward.
You know, it's so funny. The first thing I get is somebody like kind of dancing around like, hut. Cha, cha, cha. And I feel like you've been so locked in professional roles and professional mode for so long, you aren't allowed to be the person that you were when you were younger. And I want you to like kick off your shoes, dance around the house. I don't care. Just go have fun. Your anxiety is because you're trying to be somebody that as a soul or spiritually, it doesn't jive with that linear processing you're doing. So they're showing me like the Transylvania movie, kids movie.
Hotel Transylvania.
Hotel Transylvania with the dad in these skinny little legs. It's like he kind of wants to play and dance, but he has to be this man. And I just get, go relax. It's all going to be okay. But the vibration of anxiety is when you're not where you're supposed to be energetically.
Okay. All right,
don't quit
advice.
Your job. I like your job, but you need to find something to fill your downtime with.
That goes out to Charlie from Sandwich. Kim from Madison texting in. She has a new job opportunity. Should she take it?
Yes. Wow. Oh my God, that's so funny. I said yes and I heard a door slam. Like, yeah, I think you've already taken it. So yes.
Okay. All right, Kim, say yes. Say yes. Caroline from Freiburg texting in. She's expecting baby number two. Any ideas on the gender? She's expected in October. Any guesses?
It's so funny. It's like flip-flop.
Here's the pressure, right?
I know. Well, usually I'm really good at this one. I get boy. At the end of the day, I think it's going to be a boy. And I think that's kind of what you're rooting for as well. So boy.
Okay,
I'm going to put my money on boy.
And you got to let us know in October.
Yeah, and remind me that I said boy.
Right, of course.
I'm usually really good at this. And I'll warn anybody, if you ever come to a gallery and you are pregnant and haven't told your friends, don't go. Because I will be like, hey, are you pregnant? And I'm really good at calling people out. It's a little awkward for them.
Kim from Tamworth has texted in. First off, she says, thank you for all that you do for the Valley,
you.
Sarah. She appreciates it. She says, things were going so good in her life, then all of a sudden life got turned upside down.
Yeah.
Please tell me everything is going to be okay. The money flow, any advice on any of
it
that?
It is going to be okay. And I think the money is flowing. It's just kind of as a slow trickle. Don't stop the flow of money because your fear is, well, if I make more, I have to pay more to something else. Like, make enough money that you can have anything you want. And I've done that myself. It's like, well, what if I make more money here? Am I going to have to do X, Y, and Z with that money that I make? Like, I have a check for my taxes, my quarterly, in my car that I have to drop off. And I could be like, oh, no. And today I wrote it and I was like, you know what? It's going to be amazing when I go to the tax lady next year and not have to pay out a ton of money, which I'm doing now. But it's my perception has shifted. So just yes, I think you're going to be fine. And I actually think you're pretty good off right now.
Okay, that one goes to Kim and Tamworth. We have Christy texting in from West Ossipee, wondering about her cat, Bert, that has passed away. Plus, she has a few live cats, are Ernie and Coco.
I love Bert. Bert's amazing. I get, don't even worry about me, like, I'm a sexy beast. He doesn't look very huge, but I'm a sexy beast. And then the other two, Ernie. Oh, he just gave me the look, like Ernie is a cat, like stink eye, not talking to you on the radio, lady. Total skeptic. That's fine, Ernie. I just got poo-pooed by a cat.
Yeah.
And then Coco, oh my God, I'm just luxurious. I love these cats. And you know what the best part is? Ernie would be so jealous that Coco was getting the attention, so he'd come in there and be like, oh, can't believe you people like her.
Lots of personality.
So not like Ernie on Sesame Street.
Samantha from Ossipee texting in. She's wondering if you can pick up on anything about her, any vibes. Also wondering about her, if her dad has anything to say.
You know what? As you started asking me the question, I want to raise my arms up and scream, touchdown! So I think that's your dad. Like, your dad is celebrating all of your successes, big, small, and different. Like, you might sneeze perfectly and your dad's like, woo, touchdown! Like, you can do no wrong in his eyes. And even when you did, he still took it as a learning opportunity. A lot of times our parents can kind of do a number on us.
Yeah, sure.
And it's just because as a parent, you want the best for your child and you unknowingly put your fears on them. I don't think your father did that. And I love that. And he's smiling at me like, this is so nice. Like, I could see your dad sitting here and wanting to interview me. It's really
right.
Cool.
It's funny, for those of you, obviously this is radio, so we can't see. I was going to say, for those of you who can't see, all of you, but you kind of go through this whole emotion here. Sometimes you close your eyes, and then we've had experiences where you maybe get some red into your face,
yeah,
or your
that's
ears
a weird
get
one,
warm.
Isn't it?
It's a lot. It's crazy to watch you.
I know. It's crazy to be me. Yeah. Be crazier to date me. Yeah. It's when I do a reading, I feel physically what that person felt. That's how I can do this so quickly. Like, if all of a sudden my knee hurts, I'm like, oh my God, what happened to their knee?
And that's where the urge comes to raise your arms,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, like, he
it is.
Actually threw him way up, and thank God for physical therapy, because I could get it up there this time.
Raina from Tamworth has texted in. Lots from Tamworth today, which is
good.
Great. Raina from Tamworth texting in. She said she feels like she's been stuck in the mud lately, wondering if you can read anything about her moving on with life, maybe a new direction.
Well, it's interesting. I don't quite see you stuck in the mud. I see your hands down in the murky water pulling up the reeds so that you can plant them somewhere else. I think that you're already in the process of figuring out where you want to go. All this stuff I've said to other people, like manifest, figure out what you want it to look like. I think you've done that. Now you just need to figure out where do you want to put that. So I think if you're thinking about moving, you're only going to do one more move. And I actually get moving would be okay for her, because she knows what she wants to take from her current life and she wants to move that part forward and then leave the rest behind, knowing somebody else will find joy in it. So I don't think you're really literally in the weeds. You feel pretty good to me.
Okay, very cool. That one goes out to Raina from Tamworth. We'll do one more. I do want to remind people, if you just did miss the reading, we had a couple people asking about a recorded session. These are all going to be recorded and posted on our website later today. You'll be able to check it out. It's a great reason to follow us on Facebook for that heads up. We'll do one more here, then we'll take another break. Amanda from Conway, wondering about her kitty, Jobu, has some medical issues, wondering if he's up for the upcoming treatments.
You know what's so funny? As soon as you said her name, my back, bottom, right tooth. My back molar started aching. And for a split second, I thought, oh, God, I don't have time to go to the dentist. It's not me. I think it's your cat. So I think the cat will do fine with the treatments. It makes my mouth water, but my teeth feel really yucky. And I do have to give the disclaimer, I'm not a vet. I have zero medical experience. I have an environmental degree. So work with the medical professional to figure that out. But my mouth tastes gross. My back bottom right tooth feels bad. And yes, I think the cat will be fine.
And we suggest the Conway Veterinary Hospital.
I would absolutely suggest them.
And they have a brand new facility.
They do, with a brand new dental room. It's beautiful.
Very cool. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Full Moon Readings. It's Magic 104, today's hits.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.